Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell ya, go right for the jugular or other veins, as it were. Oh my goddess! But anyway, I've been in the corporate world a long time, little girl, and I will tell you that in the last, I would have to say it has probably been a solid six to seven years since I had pantyhose on these thighs. My thighs be crying. Let me tell you what, my thighs be rubbing together so hard I will start a fire.
Nicole, who are you talking to?
Hello.
I've had two kids too. I understand that it's like, you know, unless you are, you know, one of those people that has nothing better to do all day or is so obsessive about it, you know, because there are some people that like actually get addicted to exercise.
I will never be
her. I know. I laugh at those people.
I laugh at you. Listen, I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Yeah, I know exercise is good. I know it's smart. I know it's wise. I know my lazy ass isn't going to do it. It's very simple.
Yes.
This is not an exercise body that I am sporting, okay?
Yeah, swimming is good. Swimming is low impact, you know, and it's nice, plus it cools you off in the summer, but that also means you have to go outside in the summer, and it's like, fuck that.
Yeah, my favorite low impact exercise is sleeping.
Well, you know what my favorite exercise is.
Is it the same thing as my other favorite exercise?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, that's obvious. Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
The other party has to exert more energy anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
I don't know. I tell you, though, I posted something on my Facebook wall the other day. I got it from a friend of mine, Dan. And
yeah.
It actually had me in tears. Because this gentleman, he was a parajumper, parajumper? I don't know.
Paratrooper?
Paratrooper, thank you. My brain is not functioning. I need some more ginkgo biloba.
Next, you need mommy juice. That's what I need tonight. I should be drinking some mommy juice.
I don't have any mommy juice in the house. I'm drinking Ruby Red Grapefruit. Ooh, I'm coming to your place then.
Okay, come on. I got racks and racks of alcohol because nobody here drinks. It's all for parties.
There you go. All right, somebody needs to start sending me money for plane tickets. I need to start a fund, like, you know, Dorian's travel fund. But, oh, I digress. I'm sorry. Squirrel. Anyway, this guy had done so many jumps that he actually is like, almost blew out his knees. He damaged his knees and damaged his back. So he really couldn't exercise, and he gained a lot of weight. And, you know, then he decided, okay, you know what, enough of this. This is, you know, he couldn't walk unassisted. He had to use either a cane or be pushed in a wheelchair. And he had had enough. He's like, you know what, I've got to do something. I can't live the rest of my life like this. And he started taking up yoga. Now, he had been turned away by numerous yoga instructors, and this one guy was like, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but we're going to try it. And he, oh my God, just the transformation of this guy was just freaking amazing, and it's like, it made me feel so bad, and I was eating a cookie at the time.
I watched it, and I started to cry when it was over.
Yeah, it was just like, oh my God, I want to do that. And then it's like, you know, when it comes time to do it, it's like, I don't really feel like I want to.
I know. I know. My happy ass says, yeah, I'm just fluffy now.
Yeah, see, I prefer candy-coated. I like that term. Because it sounds
shit. And it conjures up in my mind visions of candy pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God, the things. Oh, my God.
Edible underwear, y'all. That's what I'm thinking about. Edible underwear. See, it always involves eating. What the hell? Everything leads back to something that goes into my mouth. What the hell? Really?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm not orally fixated, am I? Yes, I am.
I'm not saying a word.
Go ahead. Let it fly, baby. Let it fly. I'm just, it's funny. I had a really good day today in the sense of, you know, work went very well today. I was very, very busy from, like, start to finish. You gave me a friggin' panic attack, but that's okay.
Because
I love you, but
your sister disappeared on you today.
Yeah, you kind of deserted me. See, it's not enough that we have a radio show. I need constant sister input, and you kind of just like, you know, you were doing what you needed to do, but my happy ass was like, "Where is my sister?" I'm an idiot.
Well,
what can I tell you?
No, you're not.
Well, I have idiotic moments, but, you know, it's been a really good week. I've talked to a lot of people on Facebook that, you know, I otherwise maybe would not have gotten to speak to. I've really been having a blast, and I would like to say to my ladies out there who are on our page, Wicked Wiccan Women, say that 10 times fast. I know you can't, because I know I can't. But I'd like to say thank you for coming, and I would like to tell you that I am loving having everyone interact the way they are. It's, you know, I've just been seeing these women open up back and forth and feel comfortable finally to say what's on their mind, and I'm just loving it. I'm just loving it. Because I know I used to say what's on their mind.
Yeah,
you know?
And they're an awesome bunch. I mean, we got some rocking ladies in there, so, yeah. I love it. You know, I wish they would give you the option, though, to, like, invite instead of just adding people.
Yeah, I know, because a lot of people will not leave because they don't want to insult you, but it's like,
yeah.
Holy shit. It's like, I mean, I got added to stuff this week. I was like, when did I be? I'll remember asking to be part of this group. And then the sweetie, like, had been like, you've just been added by so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, I have my own social director. I'm lucky. She's very sweet, girl. I'm not going to name names to protect the guilty and the innocent. So, but there's some really nice folks out there. So I just wanted to say thank you to all my nice folks, because we're very non-judgmental. We judge stupid, really stupid.
Yeah.
I don't mean I need an answer to such and such question. I mean just bug stupid. Like, tying your shoelace, you got to be able to know how to do that at this point. I'm just saying.
Exactly. You know, it's just kind of like, yeah, the people that just kind of look at you and there's just, you can tell there's nobody home. And it's like, you might as well be speaking a foreign language, you know?
That elevator is not going to the top floor.
Yeah, no, that elevator ain't moving no more and the doors are stuck.
Uh-oh. And there's a bitch inside ringing the bell saying, let me out. Somebody save my happy ass. All right, what are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about familiars. I know, and we just kind of jumped in there, so.
I'm familiar
with something. We haven't talked to each other all day. What?
I'm familiar with stuff. You got to do your shout-out first, though, before we can hit our topic. Hit it.
Yes, I do my usual shout-out to my cousin Jessica, but I got to give her a very special shout-out, and I got to give her twin brother a very special shout-out, because today is their birthday.
Woo!
So happy birthday to my adorable cousins, who I love very much and I miss very much. And I'm hoping that, I don't know, Stephen said he was going to come down here at some point with his boyfriend, so I'm very excited about that we get to entertain, hopefully. But, so you get a double bag of chips, a double knuckle sandwich, and two bags of chips today, Jessica. I love you, honey. All right. So we are talking about animal familiars today. Now, there's a bunch of different information, for the most part. I don't know. It's like I'm still gaining understanding about them because you still can have, spirit familiars, but a lot of people think, oh, you're a witch, you have a black cat. Well, yeah, for the most part, most of my witchy life, I have happened to have had a black cat.
I don't think I've ever had a black cat, ever, in my whole life, ever. Never had a black cat. I had a very dark gray cat, but I never had a black cat. I really, I got to tell you, having totems and spirit animals and spirits and all that good stuff, I'm hip to that information. The whole you gotta have a cat thing, I'm like,
no,
whatever.
No, because honestly, I'll give you an example. My first black cat. Who we actually had up until, I think it's coming up on 3 years ago now that he passed away. I didn't realize, I miss him too. He still hangs around every once in a while, not as often. Yes, I miss him. He still jumps up on the bed, or he'll stand up at the top of the stairs and meow. He's having like Gary from SpongeBob. He did. He was awesome. But for the longest time, I thought he was my familiar because, every time I went out that door, he would stand there and meow until I came back in. And anytime I did magic, he would, if he wasn't inside the circle before I cast it, he wouldn't cross it. He knew not to cross it. It was bizarre. But he was never really my familiar. He was my son's. I didn't realize I was pregnant when I got him, and I was like, I have to have a black cat. I have to have a black cat. And I don't know where this obsession came from, but I was like, I have to have a black cat. And yeah. I went, and I know this is bad. I usually prefer to go to shelters, but at that point, I had just stopped working at a pet shop because I injured myself. And I asked them, I was like, you know what, do you guys happen to have any black cats? And they didn't have one at that store, but they had one at the, they had three at the sister store down in New Bern. And I went in there and I was like, oh my God, I have to have it, I have to have it. You know, so I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the cats through the window. And the other two were, you know, one of them kind of looked at me. The other one was just totally ignoring me. But Hunter was trying to grab at me through the thing. So I said, that one. I have to have that one. You know, because he kind of picked me.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, sometimes they pick you and they unpick you. That happens. So,
and they unpick you.
Well, like, okay, with Magpie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Magpie, I got from our other sister, our middle sister.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at first she was just all about her mommy. She was all about some Dorian. She was, I mean, would ride on my shoulders. Anytime I would bend down, she was climbing up my back. She was laying on me constantly. You know, but she started to switch to my son. It's bizarre.
Well, I mean, I think animals have a tendency to, you know, it's all contingent on who's spending more time with them and petting them. And, you know, I think cats are kind of fickle, kind of like me.
Oh, yeah. No, you get me near a sunspot?
What?
I said, no, I'm the same. You get me near a sunspot, I'll fall asleep in it.
No, what I mean is I'm fickle. Like, I'll, you know, I mean, look at the history of my relationships with men. I start with one, I go to the next one, I go to the next one, I'll try on this one, I'll try out that one. You know, it's cats are fickle, I'm fickle too.
I know, I keep saying that word. I'm going to start annoying myself with it. I have a tendency to do that. I'm from California, so I stick on these words and I keep using them till I annoy myself. Anyway.
Yeah, guys, listen to this.
Okay.
Hey Dorian.
Yeah.
Llama.
Llama, 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 llama.
You can't say the word llama in front of her without her doing that. I don't know why. I don't understand it. But llama it's one of her favorite words. I don't know how she got to llama. But okay, we accept you as you are, my love. Here's my thing about familiars. It's very nice if you can find an animal that you feel that kind of connection to. I gotta tell you, I don't know of all that many people who actually have quote-unquote familiars. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to say this. I like tradition. Tradition is very nice. But by the same token, it's fucking 2012. I got a job. I got you to look after with the show. I got shit to do. The last thing I need is another animal. I've had animals. I've had them. It's, like I said, it's lovely when you have one. I mean, I haven't had a familiar, quote unquote, since the cat I had to leave behind in Maryland back in 1989.
Wow.
So maybe you only get one. I don't know. Maybe you find more if you're lucky. It could be. But you know what? I have to tell you honestly, it doesn't affect my practice one way or another.
Oh, no.
You know, my happy practical ass says, I want to go travel and do other shit.
So it would not be fair for me to have a pet right now. So I'm not even in that arena of needing a cat or a bird or a dog or a whatever. I'm finally past that point. I never thought I would be. I thought I would always have to have a cat, but no, I guess not. I mean, some people do, some people don't. No one's ever discussed it with me, so as far as I know, I'm the only one who doesn't have one right now. I'm not hurting for it, you know what I mean? I know you've got totem animals. You know, you've got your birds that talk to you all the time. Why don't you tell folks about your birds?
Yeah, see, that's kind of how I'm evolving with the whole familiar thing. I totally agree with you. It's like, I think they kind of come into your life as needed. You know, I don't know that they necessarily stay your familiar, or, you know, some people are lucky that way. Some people need that to practice. Others don't. I mean, because generally I don't really include the animals anyway.
Right.
But, you know, because, I'm sorry, cat's tails, poof, they will go up in an instant.
You think all that fur in one shot, poof, and you've got a cat with a rat tail. I don't think that's the happy way to go either.
No. And, you know, that's no. Anyway, but yeah, no, I mean, when I'm seeking answers, especially like with Hecate, because, you know, again, I live on, you know, a 3-4 crossroad, so I'm closer to her at this point, you know, and we communicate. And when I ask her questions, generally if it's a no answer or in the negative realm, if it's not going to happen, I will get a dog bark. If it's in the positive, I will get an owl hooting at me.
Yeah.
Unless it's like the dead of winter when the owls are like hibernating or they go somewhere else, because we've got a pair that move around here and they bring their babies, and I love them. They're barred owls, not barn, but B-A-R-R-E-D. And they're the ones that are like, who cooks for you? Yeah, they're awesome. They scare the hell out of me every once in a while because they're so quiet and they're huge and they'll fly over and it's like, you know, but I take that as an affirmative. You know, if I think, what was it that was on my mind the day that I saw that snake? You know, now, I had seen a little tiny snake in the house. I mean, not much bigger than a friggin' worm this thing was, but it, you know, obviously scared the piss out of me because I'm like, oh my God, snake in my house. No thank you, get out. But yeah, in my tree, that's a little different. You know, and it's like you've got to kind of, I guess, not get yourself in the frame of mind that it has to be this way. You know, that this is the way it's supposed to work. You know, sometimes it does work that way, the traditional way that, you know, an animal, and they choose you. You cannot go out and say, you're my familiar, whether it's a rabbit, but, you know, anything.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't have to be a cat, doesn't have to be a bird, although I would love to have a raven. That would be awesome. But that's just me. You know, I'll take the bunnies, too. I like the bunnies. I love the bunnies. They're so cute. We got, like, a bunch of them running around the yard, you know, especially now. And even fireflies. The fireflies, I love them because the fairies.
The Harrys.
The Harrys and the Harriets.
You're too funny. She's got the Harrys.
It's just been a harried week. But, yeah, no, the fairies hide among them. You know, and it's like, yeah, they're back full force now because I saw, and it's weird because this time of year they're higher up in the trees, but I've seen the blue ones and the orange ones and the red ones, you know, so it's like, yay, they're back. But they can be anything. I mean, even lizards, like, you know, Stumpy. I have this Yeah, the chameleon, well, the North Carolina chameleon, which is called an anole. They're really cute little things. But Stumpy, if he's outside and I come outside, during the day, he'll come running up to me, stop, kind of bob his head, do the little warble thing, the red thing that they push out, the males when they're mating. He'll kind of bob his head at me a couple times and go running off. the squirrels out attacked me yesterday.
I know, you were saying.
He scared that bejesus out of me. Because, I actually felt tail brush my leg. I was like, what the fuck? Two squirrels chasing each other right behind me.
They were busy. They were chasing. They were having a party.
Exactly. It was, which one was it? It was Cassidy? Because I've got a couple. I named them all, and I named them all after characters in my favorite comic books. So I had Tulip and Jesse, and from Preacher, and Cassidy is from Preacher, too. He's an Irish vampire. And then Ampersand, I was so sad, Ampersand got run over. That was from Why the Last Man. Yeah, I miss Ampersand. Because that's a nice word to say, too. I like that word, Ampersand. But, yeah, the one that I'm left with is Arseface. I will show you.
What?
Yeah, Arseface. It's from the Preacher comic books, and I'll send you a picture of it later. it's kind of a sad story. The storyline with this kid was he was listening to rock music. How in the 80s they were saying kids were committing suicide because of Judas Priest.
Yes, I remember.
And, yeah, well, it was a similar storyline, but, the kid survived, and, he shot himself in the face, so his face is all distorted. Well, the squirrel actually only has half a tail. That's why I called him Arseface.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope everybody understood that explanation, because I'm lost. I don't have enough breadcrumbs to get home after that little run, honey.
See, this is why, generally I try not to go there. Because I have these weird little idiosyncrasies that people are just like, oh, you're totally OCD. And it's like, no, OCD is actually a problem. Mine is just a minor nuisance.
Oh, I think it's adorable, but I am completely lost. I don't even know where we were. I have an idea. Is anybody in the queue? Is anybody calling in? Is somebody going to have to save?
No.
Nobody's in the queue. Save my happy ass.
Just the two of us. But if they want to call in, they can call in at area code 347-324-3563. We would love to have you guys on.
We would, because you bitches have deserted me. Call in. What the hell? Where's Brian?
Well, I think
somebody, give
Brian is actually planning a wedding, so he is busy.
I just can't take an hour and check out his girls. Come on. It's been a damn. I know. I'm being testy. I'm being a girl. I'm sorry. You forgive me?
Oh, no, that's okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Karen just said, best I can say is, quote unquote, sorta. Was a squirrel listening to Judas Priest? No. No, he wasn't.
Crazy.
All right. Actually, we do have a caller.
Well, come on, say hello, damn it. Don't leave me hanging.
All right, hold on a second.
What we got?
All right, area code 334, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Karen.
Hello.
Hey, Mama,
Karen.
What's up?
Hey.
Save me, my sister is going over the edge.
I'm sorry?
Sorry.
Just said, Karen, she save said me. My sister is going over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Save my happy ass.
And I'm
please
on the other side going, yo, sup?
Yo, 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 what's up?
Now, I have birds that decide they're going to be my familiars for whatever length of time.
Cool.
I have a hawk and an eagle who meet me every morning on the way to work.
Where do they meet you? Bring coffee. Do they do dishes and do they bring coffee? These are the important questions.
We have a dishwasher and I make my own coffee.
Oh, God.
Well, by the time I see them, I've had my coffee already.
Excellent.
There you go. Well, at least you know you're not hallucinating. That's the important part.
Oh, absolutely. I'm usually, when I'm on my way to work in the morning, between here and the next town, there are several fields where we have a number of hawks and a few eagles who hunt, of course, and a couple of them just decide, oh, she's here. And they kind of circle, and one of them dive bombed my car one morning. And it's like,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is intriguing.
Wow. I would be a little freaked out by this.
I'm kind of used to it, actually. I have a thrush that perches on my windowsill and yells at me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
So, like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, see, I've got a cardinal that sits in the bushes in the front of, it's like, the front of our house. There's, like, two windows, but there's one where the cats sit. And him and his mate, and now their baby, they brought their babies with them. But they'll sit in the bushes and just sit there and chatter away and sit there looking at the cat and, like, ha-ha, you can't get me.
Well, this thrush is especially brave because the windowsill that he sits on is the one where our outdoor cat usually sits.
Oh,
oh
my goodness.
A haunting
so
bird.
He
a
perched
bird
right.
To.
This bird just plain does not care. He has managed to get away from the cat several times. And it's like, well, she's not here now. By the way, you know, here's what I want to crab at you about, and then off he goes. It's like, okay, whatever that was, thanks.
I mean, I'm scared for the bird, but if the bird, hey, listen, if you're going to be stupid, you got to be tough.
There you go. He has managed to be both stupid and evasive so far. So, okay. As long as instinct takes him in the right direction at the right time, I'm good. I just don't want to see the bird munched on my windowsill.
Oh, really? Oh, no. No bird munching. Not good. Very bad.
No. No,
and
no, no.
That is stuck. I would not be happy. Yeah, no, not my...
Well, we have... See, the cat does perch and hunt birds from the windowsill.
Yeah.
If they're stupid enough to get on the ground... on the bushes and in among the bushes outside the window, they're pretty much fair game. It's like, okay, I understand this is the course of nature and I understand you're just being a cat, but can you be a little less cat in front of my window?
Yeah, it's like, no presents, please. That's nice kitty. Glad you love me. Don't love me like that.
Yeah, show a little decorum when you're in front of my window. Cats
exactly.
Don't understand that. It's like,
well, that's the second reason we call her silly.
We're wild animals. We're humans. You're pampered. We're not. You know, very simple. Oh,
we called this cat silly. First
silly?
Of all, because
silly?
She is silly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aww.
We spell it S-I-L-L-I-E. And the second reason that we call her that is because she perches on my windowsill and has since the day we moved in.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So
it's 5 o'clock in the morning when my alarm went off. Pretty much. I think she belonged to the previous owners. But when my alarm clock goes off in the morning, my window is right beside my bed.
Yeah.
So I hear, wow, and this turbo purr. It's like,
aww.
I know you're hungry, but I want coffee, so deal.
You're going to have to wait until I have my caffeine. Otherwise, you will wind up for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Nobody gets fed until Mama has her wake-up juice.
Oh, I need wake-up
exactly.
juice. I need wake-up juice now. Excuse me, I'm going to grab a sip of soda.
No problem. But I have, I've taken to feeding her while my coffee is brewing. This is the compromise we've reached. It's like, start the coffee, grab the cat food, go out and feed her, and then come back in and get my coffee.
I see
you guys have an arrangement that's very good.
Close enough. At least it keeps her from yelling at me too loudly. It's like, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Shush.
All right.
That's too funny.
I'm going to do some cards. So we're going to let you go for now. I love you to
death.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you for calling in.
I'm going to do some reading.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. I'll let you get to your cards, and I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Good.
You want me to put you back in the queue?
No, I'll throw the headphones on.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon, hon.
Love you, Karen.
Bye. Let's see.
Blessed be, boo-boo. We love our Karen. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's working on Lori's rug right now. And Nona Bruno.
Oh, Nona Bruno. We love us some Nona. Well, I mean, you know, I can't complain because she was taking care of me before. She took care of me before she took care of Nona. So I have to say I'm special tonight. Ha ha, thank you.
Aww.
All right. I'm playing. But anyway.
Yeah, you are.
We do love our Karen. Karen is the owner and creator of Mooncraft Unlimited. Did I say that right? Yes, I did. On Facebook, she does amazing work. I have a beautiful handmade rug, and if you go to my Facebook page, you will see pictures of the first piece I have gotten from Karen, and there's going to be more because I want some more. Anyway, so earlier in the week, well, actually last week, I was lucky enough to have some house guests who I will not name because one of them, hopefully both of them will eventually be on the show, but Mooncraft Unlimited. Didn't I say that? Okay. Yes, Mooncraft Unlimited.
Yeah, I'm
going
to post it in a minute.
What?
I'm working on getting the link up and posting it real quick.
Link it up. Put that shit together. Thank you. Okay. So anyway,
I think your sister would do this before.
We've only been on the air for like 2.5 months. Relax. Anyway, all right, back to what I was talking about. So earlier in last week, I had some house guests, and one of my house guests had this amazing deck of divination cards. And I don't normally plug stuff unless I love it. So believe me when I tell you, I really love these cards. She read for me from a deck called the Domino Divination Deck. It was done by Raymond Buckland. And I'm sure y'all know who I'm talking about. It is an amazing deck. It is probably one of the easiest reading decks I have ever seen in all of my life. I know, you know, there are decks, there's like a Rider-Waite deck that has the meanings written out on them. Yuck. I did not like those. There was nothing there. It's like, yeah, okay, I don't need this. But anyway, so my friend gives me this reading on this Domino Divination deck, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. So she did the reading, and it was spot on, amazing. Couldn't believe it. So I was
like, where do I acquire
this amazing deck? Because it's been out of print for I don't know how long. But I looked on Amazon, and Amazon, they had used decks going anywhere from like $14 to over $100. And I'm like, I am not going to spend that kind of money on a used deck. Ew, ugh. You know, I want to read with these things. So fortunately,
yeah.
I found a dude on eBay selling a deck, and I went, oh, hell yeah. And I even called the one local place I have, and she's like, oh, honey, we don't have those. They're way out of print. And then she calls me back, and she says, yeah, you may want to try on Amazon. I'm like, forget Amazon. I'm not buying a used deck. So I found a deck on eBay. They were like $30. And she said, you got a deck on eBay for $30? I said, yeah. She's like, do they have any more? I was like, I don't think so. She says, I would give my right arm to get some of those. So anyway, there is a guy on there right now on eBay selling this amazing deck. Anyway, so the way the deck works is there you can do a three-card pull, something called the Seven of Veils. I don't know. I haven't read the book yet. But it's a very simple spread. So I have already pulled three cards. So the first card, okay, before I say that, I did a reading the minute I got the cards, which was the other day, my past, present, and future, and it was exact to the point where it was like, you are about to go on a trip. Yes, I am, next week. Thank you very much. So I was like loving this, and it described my past and my relationship, my current relationship, and my future. And I said, oh, boom, 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 simple, simple. And they're really cool-looking cards. There's numbers on them. There's domino dots. There's days of the week, whatever. All right, onto the poll. So past card says, gamble pays off, but don't push your luck. So that's the past. That's the first card. Second card says, good financial news. That's the present. We like that card very, very much.
Yes.
And then I pulled this card, and my sister will understand why I went, eh. Marriage of an ex-love will annoy and aggravate. And I'm like, okay, this could go multiple ways for me. This could be, I'll just put it like this. This could be my third husband or my first husband. So I'm like, well, you know, I can understand, you know, both sets of people have the potential to, you know, definitely set me off, but okay. So, yeah, that's the domino deck reading, the domino divination deck reading. I happen to adore this, and it's straight to the point. There's not a lot of guesswork, so I highly recommend them. And I have to say, if I had pulled that card inverted, it would have said unexpected love. There actually is no straight up or inverted. It's like there are distinct messages without having to guess on either side. I guess it's like when you're feeling like you really can't do any interpretation on your own, it's very straightforward and gives you the answer. So I was kind of amazed, and I thought, yeah, my sister needs a deck of these. So hopefully I ordered from somebody else on eBay, and hopefully they, because it doesn't say whether it's the book or it's the deck, but I'm hoping it's the deck. And I love these cards. They're amazing. They're simple, straight to the point, and amazing. So anyway.
I am, like, so excited. I tell you what, can you do me a favor? I have got a question in mind. And I'm not going to tell you. Well, obviously, I'm not going to tell you. I just need you to pull one card for me.
What deck do you want?
I want the domino deck.
You want the domino?
I mean, everything that you've been telling me so far has just been so spot on and so awesome. And, oh, and by the way, for anybody listening, I know it's not in the schedule because we can only schedule 30 days in advance, but we will be having Raymond Buckland on for our August 24th show, which is my birthday, but his birthday is on the 31st, so we're having like a special birthday show, and we're so excited about it. So anyway, and yeah, I want to ask him about these cards. I really do.
Absolutely. I know, because these cards are really amazing. I would love to know the research he did to come up with this deck. It's like incredible. Anyway, I'm shuffling, so you have to, if you want me to pull one card, you better tell me to stop shuffling, first of all.
Okay. Now.
Okay. And tell me when to stop going through the deck to pull a card.
Now.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh, and it flipped over on me. Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Uh-oh.
The card says promotion.
Okay. I really like that, because that could go a couple different ways. Because you know what your sister did? I think it was yesterday. I was at the store. This is after I took the youngest to the dentist. Bless his heart. He did so good. I was so proud of him. And, of course, you know, he started tearing up at one point. So, of course, Mommy did, too. So, you know, we got him a little book at the grocery store while, you know, I was there getting dinner supplies. And I turned around. I paid for all my stuff. And on the way out, I turned around. I was like, I actually had cash in my wallet, which I never have. And I bought a lottery ticket.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's good news. I don't know. Maybe, you know, moving on up in the world.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, it could be a promotion as far as a relationship. It could be a promotion in what you do, as in, you know, things going more so in the shop. It could be a spiritual promotion, but I'm getting more of an evening out in certain personal aspects. Let's just say, I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay. Cool. Oh, and speaking of the shop, I do have an online shop, and I am very grateful to our listeners. So if you go to here, I'm going to put my magicalnotions.storeenvy.com, and if you type in the word desperate at the checkout, you get a 10% discount.
Me like a deal. That's a good thing. I also
believe it's shameless
promotion time. I have nothing to promote but me. There you go. That's all.
Well, I couldn't do any of this without you, so you're right there with me.
Yes, you can. You know, you're so smart, and so you've got your act together. We wouldn't even have a show without your knowledge, so there you go.
You know what? Every once in a while, even a blind pig can find the barn. That's what my cat used to always say. I love that saying. It's like blind luck.
Oh, my God. All right, so there's a full moon coming up.
Yes,
am I correct?
There is. There's a new moon this weekend.
Tomorrow?
No, it's new moon.
Okay. So,
new moon.
As long as we've got a new moon happening, what am I supposed to do with the new moon again, aside from, like, I mean, the new moon is for, like, casting off negativity and stuff you don't want. Am I correct in that?
Yes, it's actually for, it's good for creation spells, like, if you do it on the new moon, not when it's waning, but just before it starts waxing, that's the time to do spells for, like, prosperity.
Yeah.
Health spells are really good. Health spells will really kind of work any time, but it's really kind of amped up during that time because the full moon helps the spell to grow.
Okay.
Yeah, the growing moon. I don't know if I said the full moon, but the growing moon, like Karen said, it's good for new starts. So if you're trying to break off a relationship, Saturday is the day to do it. You know, try to kind of, yeah, do a spell to break that off and do another spell on Sunday to...
Nobody better piss me off on Saturday then, because they're going to be ugly.
I know, right? He's like, excuse me.
No. I'm sorry, what was Sunday again? Sunday is the time for what?
It's for undertaking new endeavors, new starts, you know, something that you want to see fulfilled by the full moon. You know, it's a good time for money spells, for starting new projects, for creativity spells, if you want to, you know, amp up anything in your life. You know, power spells, you know, bringing magic and fortune into your life. You know, that's the time to start it.
Well, that's very cool. So here's my takeaway from what you just said, okay? So if you want to dump some asshole, Saturday's the time to do it. If you want to take up with a new asshole, Sunday's the time to do it. Did I cover it?
Yeah, or to start your new journey in life, discovering yourself. You know, because you don't have to replace one asshole with the next. You know, it's good to take breaks between assholes. Would that be the taint? Oh, I didn't just say that out loud, did I? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you did. You are bad.
That would be the taint of life.
Taint of life. I got to write that down somewhere and remember it. Remember the taint of life. That's awesome. All right, let's talk about next week because we've only got like 10 minutes left. So let's tell people what's up.
Yeah, actually, we've got 8 minutes. Next week,
I'm behind the times. What do you want from me? Here, let me start. Hey guys.
Okay,
my happy ass is going to the Grand Canyon. I need a break. Okay, continue.
Yeah, and my happy ass is going to be sitting in a bubble bath with a glass of wine. So next week, because we, you know, especially for new listeners, we apologize that, you know, you're coming into us, you're coming into the show with a break in between, but we are taking Memorial Day off. We are taking some private time. I will definitely post, the Rob Grillo show, Wands of Yadstrel. That was a hilarious fucking show. I highly recommend it. Or the one with Kelly Curtis Spangler was a hilarious show. And I will be posting the links on our fan page. I'm sorry, my throat's getting a little bit dry here.
She's dry like
but,
the Sahara.
Exactly. So y'all have a free night. You know, I mean, not that we expect you to be here all the time. But... just go through the archives, pick a show if you would like, or if you'd like to just, you know, take the night off. We are not going to be here, but we will be back with Virginia on June 1st. Why do I keep wanting to call her Virginia Morrison? I know that's not her name.
Some kind of, you have a Morrison fixation. Maybe it's a Jim Morrison. Maybe Jim Morrison's trying to connect with you.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, maybe I knew her in a past life. Maybe she was Scottish. Yeah, because Morrison is actually a Scottish last name. But we're going to be talking to her.
We may have to ask her if there's some kind of weird-ass connection between the two of you. But Virginia Morgan is the creator and hostess extraordinaire of the Mystical Family fan page, or community group, rather, on Facebook. And she is a very sweet lady. She's very open. All people of all ages are welcome on her page. She runs a pretty tight ship, as far as I know, and people are encouraged, highly encouraged, to respect each other and play nice. Otherwise, she deletes your ass pretty quick.
It's pretty pretty awesome. What's she going to talk about when she's on the show?
I think she's going to talk about Trucking Moon and the Page. And I believe you said she's going to be promoting a no-kill animal shelter.
That's the rumor. I'm assuming that's still going on. I know that she was going to talk about Trucking Moon a little bit. Trucking Moon is actually Trucking Moon Trading Company, I believe it is. They're a local outfit out here on the West Coast. Oh, my God, there's actually a handful of pagans that are not in California. But they make wands, and my understanding is that they also make bath salts and other goodies of that nature. So Virginia's going to come on and talk about that. She's going to talk about her page, Mystical Family, and she's a riot, I'm telling you. I've talked to this woman a couple of times. She is very, very funny, and we're going
to
ask her about why.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. We're going to ask her why she started the Mystical Family page. There's actually 9 million pages out there, I've noticed lately. It's hysterical. There's some nice pages out there, you know. I mean, you've got to find a group you feel comfortable with. But I will tell you, the minute you see, like, people attack each other, head for the hills, because it gets ugly pretty quick, apparently.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on lately I see left and right pagans attacking each other, and it's like, you know, aren't we supposed to be on the same team? I don't get that. I really don't.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, you know, it's the same thing I see in all other religions. It's like when people when there's a group of people who have made up their mind that they're right and that they're practicing the faith correctly, that no one else is. And this is just not what we subscribe to. You know, we are very open to hearing, learning, experiencing other people with other paths. I mean, you got to be respectful. You have to revere all types of religions. It's just what I was raised to believe. You know, my mentor taught me that way. You know, it's like, we're garden variety gardenias, you know. We're an offshoot of Gardnerian. So it's, you know, you got to let people alone, and you have to, you know, we have to build the community, not tear it down. So anyway, what we got on time, kid? Because my clock stopped.
we are about 2 minutes out. But yeah, like we're gonna go ahead and wrap the show up. I'm all for, as long as your religion makes you happy, and as long as it doesn't make you a miserable person or being miserable to other people, more power to you. You know, live your life happy regardless of your path.
Absolutely.
But we are gonna go ahead and wrap it up here tonight, folks. And we really enjoyed you coming out and listening to us. Thank you very much. And we will miss y'all next weekend, but we look forward to seeing you again on the 1st and just about every day after that. We got some exciting stuff coming up. So.
Yeah, we do. We on a future show, we are actually going to have the amazing Ian Corrigan. And if you don't know who he is, you ought to. And you can look him up on Wikipedia. That's Ian Corrigan's going to be on. He's awesome. He's funny. He's smart. He's a druid, and he's got a lot to say. But before we go, I just want to, on the new moon, wish all of you extreme wealth, health, and happiness, and the gods' blessings upon all of you.
Exactly. Great blessings to all of you, and we'll see you soon. We got 60 seconds, so we're going to say goodbye. Love and light to everyone. We love you guys. Thank you.
Bye.